Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, it's Christmas Eve, and I wanted to change things up a little bit in this episode. So 20 of the last 21 episodes were interview-style episodes with me as the host interviewing a guest. Now that's almost 5 months worth of guests, which to be perfectly honest, I didn't really know whether or not I'd be able to sustain that over a long period of time. But with the episodes that I've already recorded, I have episodes with guests in them scheduled out through the middle of February, which is just amazing to me. What I wanted to do with this episode though, since it is Christmas Eve, is to talk a little about dealing with the holidays in general. Not just Christmas, but Thanksgiving, birthdays, other significant events that might happen throughout the year. They're not always happy times for everyone. Honestly, I actually like this time of year. I'm the guy who starts listening to Christmas music at the beginning of November. But I've been there where I didn't really look forward to Christmas, or any holiday for that matter. The year after my brother died was horrible for this. All of the firsts were hard. The first Thanksgiving without him, the first Christmas, his first birthday, and other events throughout the year were all really difficult for me. When he was born, I was just 3 years old, and so I didn't really remember these holidays without him. You know, growing up, he was always there during these holidays. If you're still grieving the loss of a loved one, or even the loss of a relationship in terms of a divorce or maybe a bad friendship, things like that, I guess just know that it's normal to not feel super happy and joyful. And give yourself time to grieve that loss. Because it's not just the loss of the person who maybe passed away earlier in the year, but you're also losing the traditions that you once shared with that person and the opportunity to make new memories with them. So it's okay to give yourself some space during these times because you're really grieving all over again. You're grieving a new thing, though. It's not just the loss of the person. You're grieving the loss of the tradition or the loss of the potential of making these new memories. Just don't isolate yourself and refuse to be around other people. It's very likely that your family and friends are grieving the same loss that you are. And what I found to help in this situation is to share memories of the person who you lost. Laugh at the old jokes that you made, or remember the goofy things that you did together, or the different traditions that you would do together. Chances are, if you're grieving the loss, there was some good times that you shared that you can reflect back on and be able to enjoy that all over again. There's also the overwhelming stress of the holidays. I know people who go overboard with the decorations or committing to parties or trying to find the perfect gift for someone. All these things just add up to so much stress, especially this time of year. then we make things worse by going on social media and seeing how so-and-so has their perfect Christmas tree or whatever set up in their house. And then we look at our Christmas tree and feel like Charlie Brown dropped off a Christmas tree in our living room. And we feel like we're not good enough because we're looking at this tree that isn't as spectacular as maybe your neighbor or your friend who is posting their pictures on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Look, let me give you a little help here with this. Unless you're entering some Christmas decoration contest in your neighborhood, no one but you cares what your house is decorated like. The neighbors are not talking about how that one strand of lights keeps going out on the bush over on the side of your house. Your parents aren't wondering why the wreath isn't perfectly centered on the door. No one cares. Imagine the enormous amount of stress that would be taken off of your shoulders, the amount of relief that you would feel if you didn't care about these things either. I'm not saying don't decorate your house if that's what makes you happy, but don't do it to make someone else happy while creating misery for yourself. If you have kids, one way to reduce the stress you have about decorating is to have them help. And some people probably just passed out at that thought. Maybe I should wait a sec for them to come back from that. But seriously, have them do stuff like cut out snowflakes or whatever and hang them up around the house. It'll look like Buddy the Elf dropped in for a visit and decorated your house. Make Christmas cookies with them. Be silly and decorate with them with no expectations that it'll be perfect. Because, damn, it just won't be perfect at all. This year, my daughter really wanted to help decorate. So her and I strung all the lights around the outside of the house. When we decided that we needed a tree topper, I took her to the store and we got this funny as hell Santa head. It looks like, just picture a deer head mounted on the wall after hunting. It's that, just Santa. It's Santa's head. It's got the hat, the beard, everything. But it's just a head. And it looks so funny. When my wife saw it, she started cracking up. It doesn't even stay on the tree all that well. As far as like a tree topper, like that's where its one job is to sit on top of the tree. But it doesn't even do that all that well. When the dog goes under the tree and scratches herself, the head is usually flung across the room like a catapult. It's like that scene in The Godfather when there's a horse head in the bed, right? It's an awful tree topper. It's just not good. But my kids like it, right? It's not the classiest tree topper, I guess is my point here. But I don't really care. My wife doesn't care. My kid thinks it's fucking awesome. The neighbors might think it's a little weird, but again, I don't care. It's my tree. It's not theirs. And the whole point of it is to make people happy, right? And my daughter, when we put that thing up on the tree, she was happy with it, you know? And so who cares if it's an angel or if it's a star or whatever you might want to put up there? Who cares what it is? It's making someone happy. And that should be the only reason that you do that type of stuff. You don't have to be perfect, right? There's actually some fun to be had by not being perfect. All right, so let's talk about presents for a minute here. I have a study here that I looked up, and it says this year the average American will spend $920 per person on holiday gifts. I think that means each person spends $920 in total on all the gifts that they buy, not that they spend $920 on every single person that they buy gifts for. Still, that's almost $1,000 on gifts that people are spending this year. And for some people, that's just over-the-top expensive. Right? Sure, there are some people who can afford that without a problem, but I'd guess that there are a good number of people out there who might struggle to come up with that kind of money. Here's a tip that is way too late for Christmas this year, but it's a good tip regardless. Keep it in mind for other holidays throughout the year or even next Christmas, all right? All right, here it is. Work out a budget. that goes over all the things that you spend money on each month. And I know when I say budget, your eyes are probably rolling thinking, oh God, numbers, I don't want to have to think about this stuff. But trust me, hear me out on this. All right, in this budget, list out everything. The best way that I found to do this is to actually go back into your bank statements or your credit card statements and see what you spend money on each month. Your rent or your mortgage, your utilities, your food, Netflix subscriptions, going out to eat, buying clothes, gas and car maintenance, medical bills, retirement and other investments. List everything. And then add all that up and then subtract that number from the amount of money that you earn each month. And that should give you a good idea of how much money you have left over to spend on gifts. Now, hopefully you have money left over to spend on gifts. Hopefully you have just money left over, period. And if you don't, you need to kind of go back and look at some of those expenses and rethink some of that. Now, let's just say, for argument's sake, you have $75 left over. After you take a look at how much money you earn and then subtract out all the stuff that you spend money on throughout the month, you have $75 left over at the end of the month. That doesn't mean that you can't buy $900 worth of gifts for Christmas if you really want to. It just means that you have to start saving, like right now. If you think about it, 75 times 12, so $75 times 12 months is $900. If you start saving that leftover money now and are consistent about it each month, you'll have $900 to spend on gifts next Christmas. Imagine finding an extra $900 in your bank account that you could spend freely on those gifts. That would surely take a bunch of stress out of the equation, wouldn't it? An even better approach is to look at all those expenses that you tallied up and figure out which of them you can cut out or at least reduce. And then not only would you have that $75 left over, but you might be able to get a little bit more. Then you would have some breathing room at the end of the year instead of struggling to figure out where you're going to come up with all this money. But that's not how we typically do it, though, is it? We end up using our credit card and gift ourselves the gift of starting off the new year with $900 in debt at 20% interest or whatever. So that stress carries into the new year. And if we're lucky, we've paid it off by next Christmas when the cycle repeats itself all over again. It's no wonder that people get stressed out around Christmas, right? A few weeks ago, my wife was feeling stressed with all the things that were going on in the month of December for us. It was going to be really overwhelming to her to keep track of where she needed to be, where the kids needed to be, who needed to wear what outfit, or what dish she was going to prepare for whatever event. Now, none of the things we had on our plate this month were, or are, really that big of a deal by themselves. But when you look at the whole month and then try to plan everything out at once, it does get a bit overwhelming. So when my wife came to me telling me that she was feeling overwhelmed, I suggested to her to stop trying to figure out everything on a high level and look at each individual day or each event that might be going on that day, if there are multiple events going on a smaller level, and figure out how to just do that one thing. There's a saying, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. Now, obviously, no one is suggesting that you actually go out and eat an elephant. I think you can replace an elephant with any other bizarre or large task that you want. For example, how to build a skyscraper. You would do that one brick at a time. Or how do you run across the country? You do that one step at a time. The point is that you have this big, daunting task in front of you, just much like my wife had this big, daunting task of all the stuff that we had to do this month. So you have this big task laid out in front of you, and you can't possibly do it all at once. So instead, figure out what each step is going to be in order to get that task done. For our family, that required us to lay out a calendar with everything we had going on and figure out who needed to be where and when. One day in particular, we needed to be in three places at once, which obviously wasn't possible. But we made it work. We enlisted the help of my parents, who were able to take one of our kids to one thing, and my wife took another kid to another thing, and I took the other kid to something else. But if for some reason they weren't available to help and we couldn't do that, we would have had to just choose what we were going to do and just stick with our decision. Someone was going to be disappointed, sure, but it's just what we would have had to do. So try not to get too overwhelmed with all the things you have going on, all the parties and all the gifts that need to be bought and all the other things that go on this time of year. And finally, try not to spend too much time alone this Christmas or during any holiday, really. If you don't have family or friends around that are available, try reaching out to people in your neighborhood, at a church. Even try volunteering somewhere if you want. That some place that you might be able to help out other people. Maybe there's a VA somewhere near you that has veterans who need help with one thing or another, getting to an appointment or whatever. Maybe it's not the same as having Christmas dinner with your family, but it can be a rewarding experience to help out other people. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to mention. Last thing, I promise. I put up a new page on the website with resources for veterans. If you go to the website, driveonpodcast.com, you'll see a link at the top of the page for veteran resources. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, you might see three lines next to the logo. Tap on that and it'll open up a menu where you'll find the veteran resources link. If you or someone you know is struggling with any number of things, substance abuse, homelessness, thoughts of suicide, or just looking for resources to get outside or get into the arts or what have you, there are a bunch of links on that page to all of the resources that I could come up with for those types of things. I'm sure there are more resources out there, but it's a pretty good place to start. I've tried to link all of the resources that we talked about in the show notes for each episode that I've had on the show, but I've also added them to this resource page. So you'll have one sort of central location to find all the books and other resources that we talked about in each episode. So that's all I have for this week. It's a shorter episode than usual. I'll be back next week with another solo episode where I'll be taking a look back at the first 6 months or so of this podcast and talk about plans for the new year. So have a Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.